Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's a fabulous Monday, December 5th. Here we go.
Monday.
Another great week.
Sliding into the holidays.
We are head first.
Ooh.
And today we're going to kick off another week. I really liked what we did over the last couple of weeks, where we had a particular focus and we touched each week on a different, or each day rather, mm-hmm. on a different aspect of that particular topic. And so we decided that we were going to give it another shot and do another one.
Continue the theme.
Right.
Thematic presentation.
Right. So today we're going to kick off a week-long series in talking about technology. Well, that's going to be interesting because we touched on it a little bit last week, talking about the influence of technology in marriages and things like that. But this week we're going to talk about technology a little bit more broadly, and we're going to start out today talking about when to introduce technology to our kids.
Right.
So, you know, we've all seen it, you know, in restaurants, church, driving down the road, anywhere. We've all seen kids of all ages, from kids that maybe even don't talk yet to teenagers on electronic devices.
I like when you're driving at night and you see that glow coming out of the back of the driver's seat, you know, because there's a TV screen in there, or it's in the middle of the minivan. And kids are watching these movies, which is nice because it keeps them occupied and calm during those long car trips. We used to misbehave in the car, you know, in our day and age. And our mothers used to have to hit us with their purse and stuff. But that's right. But I was talking to a parent the other day and she said, yeah, but now they want to watch it in the four or five blocks to the grocery store.
Right,
they want to watch a few minutes of the video. And so, yes, technology is upon us. But we're not talking just about cell phones.
Right.
We're talking about technology broadly.
Broadly, right.
So we're talking about TV.
Mm-hmm.
TV, phones,
tablets, portable electronic devices, video games, those kinds of
gaming devices.
Yes,
right. So gaming devices, TV
handheld devices.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about four broad categories of technology, not just phones. So, but we will get to all those issues. So, it's going to be an interesting week.
Yep. And so let's start out talking about, you know, when do we start to introduce? Because we do get that question very, very often, and we presented, there was a podcast that we did some time ago where we talked about the American Academy of Pediatrics
and their
recommendation for when and how to introduce technology. And so I think we're going to talk a little more broadly than that, but certainly their guidelines were pretty good.
Right.
But so when we think about technology, I think that, well, you touched on it just a second ago. Technology is used for different reasons at different ages. You know, we absolutely use technology, portable devices and things like that, as a babysitter sometimes.
Yes.
We use them as ways to appease, to keep things quiet so that we can get our responsibilities taken care of.
Right.
We use it in cars. We use them in stores so that kids, you know, are more better behaved.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use them in those ways. And I think that it's important that we consider at least how we're using them, when we're using them, and how frequently we use them.
Right.
But we, you know, there was a time when we said we should not put little kids in front of TVs.
Right.
There was a time when we said that, you know, you shouldn't have them doing any screen time, that they should be face-to-face interacting with parents or other kids or playing with their toys, you know, physically manipulating their world. And that's changed a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit in the way that the different organizations are recommending for parents.
And what has changed? All of the safeguards, all of the advice limitations that apply to TV for baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we were growing up, we were told, we had all these rules about how much TV you should watch.
Right.
Okay. It's the same set of rules. Mm-hmm. The problem is we have three additional types. When we said earlier there are four types of technology, now we have three additional mm-hmm. types to mm-hmm. keep track of. But essentially the same rules apply.
Right.
You know, TV can be a tool.
Right.
Or it can be entertainment.
Absolutely.
That applies to all of those four technologies. It's just what is more challenging today is there is so much more to keep track of.
Right.
Right. And so many more distractions.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just that, but you know, there's the added layer of what the content is.
That's right.
You know, you don't want your 5-year-old playing Grand Theft Auto, but your 5-year-old playing I forgot the name of that. The name of the ABC Mouse, I think is the name of it. It's a computer game and for gaming devices and stuff for little kids to learn. They learn the alphabet. They learn how to mm-hmm. you know use the mouse and everything. But it does a really nice job of teaching some basic educational and academic skills. Mm-hmm. That is very different than playing video game traditional video games like Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty and those kinds of things. So not only do we have to consider the issue of format, TV, handheld device, video game, etc. But we also have to consider the content,
right?
And I guess the third piece is duration. You know, how long they stay on it, and all three of those things change with time.
Right.
So early on, you know, I'm asked often by parents of kids as young as 2 years old. You know, should I let my kid watch TV? My response is usually, it depends. You don't want them to watch.
Maybe.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to watch CSI.
Right.
But watching Sesame Street, watching Blue's Clues, watching some of those early educational types of programming is not
probably
bad.
Probably not harmful.
Right.
I mean, I think the two questions are, is it helpful?
Right.
And is it harmful?
Right.
I don't think it's harmful. But what age group are we talking about now?
Again,
two and up?
Two and up, right.
Okay, birth to two.
Birth to two, you probably should be limiting, and I think that's what the American Academy of Pediatrics says. You probably should be limiting that time because, first off, we want to limit during those first 2 years because the reality is that their visual acuity isn't really that good anyways.
Right.
So they're not getting much from a screen that's, you know, 5, 10, 15 feet away. They're not getting much as it relates to their visual development and some of their sensory development. Right. You want to be interacting with them face-to-face, close quarters, you know, hands-on. Again, this is the sensory motor stage of development, so you want them engaging in their senses.
Yeah, I think birth to two is a fairly easy call.
Mm-hmm.
Most experts, beginning with the American Academy of Pediatrics, mm-hmm. advise parents just not even to introduce this stuff from birth to mm-hmm. two. In fact, they advise parents not to use it themselves when they're with their infant children. Because what we want during these first 2 years is that bonding experience.
Right.
We want that parent-child interaction, bonding, and attachment. And if a parent is engaged in media while nursing or while tending to the baby, you miss that important first 2 years of bonding and attachment.
Right.
And so I think that the birth to two is a fairly easy call.
Right.
Probably you shouldn't be using it at all. There really is no need to. There's no reason to. Kids don't gain any advantage by being introduced to iPads at age 18 or 19 months.
Yeah. Now listening to music is different. Yeah. But and listening to soothing sounds is different, but you know the whole idea of, and we're certainly not bashing anyone and discouraging you from doing anything, but the whole idea of like Baby Mozart and those kinds of programs, there's not a lot of research support that says yes, this is going to enhance brain development and all of that. There really isn't a lot of research that suggests that, not in a confident, absolute way.
Right.
So, you know, avoiding it during those first 2 years. After that, from 2 to 5 or so, having some screen time, I think, is okay.
Probably okay.
You know, mm-hmm. when it comes to, I have seen some pretty remarkable things in 3 and 4 year olds as far as their dexterity when it comes to the fine motor skills associated right. with playing some of these games, especially on phones and tablets and things, where they have to, you know, the visual motor relationship, the hand-eye coordination mm-hmm. that's necessary there is pretty impressive.
Right.
Their reaction skills are pretty quick. And this is, I think, a little bit of where we get the idea that, well, technology may cause ADHD-like symptoms in young kids. Probably not. It's not going to cause ADHD mm-hmm. symptoms. It's going to certainly get them accustomed to highly stimulating activities,
right?
Could be a problem and is an issue in and of itself, but it's not going to cause ADHD,
right?
Not the brain-based neuropsychological condition.
Right.
So 2 to 5. What my recommendation oftentimes is that, you know, let's maybe allow it some, but in pretty identified and restricted situations. You know, if you're cooking dinner and you're trying to get everything going and, you know, you're trying to hurry here, hurry there, and they're right under your feet and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get in, that might be an okay time to say, hey, why don't you sit down and play on the tablet, or why don't you watch this show, right. or do this or do that. You're keeping them busy. You're stimulating them
right.
at a time when you're not really available to stimulate them.
That's right. That's right. Your attention is divided, so it's probably better to have them engaged in some activity while you're finishing
right.
dinner or some other obligation that you have.
Right.
Yeah, that's correct.
So that would be a time when, again, you have this idea of introducing some of the screen time.
Right.
But in very prescribed, identified times, not just
right
willy nilly anytime you want it.
Right. So, and then when dinner is ready, when dinner, yeah, that's right. So I'd rather have your child on an iPad or an iPhone
sitting in the buggy,
quietly, right,
than screaming down the aisles,
rather than screaming at the cereal aisle. So from 2 to 5, I think the important thing is. Oh, I wanted to mention when. You do give the child this device.
Mm-hmm.
When the meal is ready, then right. the device gets turned off.
Absolutely.
That's what you have to do.
Right.
In this 2 to 5 age range, what you don't want to do is you don't want to sacrifice all of the other activities a child mm-hmm. should be doing to allow them to be on screen. They're probably going to choose screen time.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
very compelling.
Right.
TV is very compelling.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to choose screen time. But as a responsible parent, you have to limit that because you want to make sure that you're not displacing the valuable physical, social interactions, language interactions, pre-reading skills. You don't want to sacrifice that time for technology time.
Right.
And that's what you have to be sure about,
right.
Careful about.
And again, during this time, most of that experience, most of that screen time, you want it to be as close to educational as possible.
Right.
You know, you
right.
want it to be educational games, educational videos or programming. You don't want, we're not getting into entertainment yet.
That's the other crucial issue, is that we said at the beginning that these things can be a tool or
right.
they can be entertainment.
Right.
And if your children in this 2 to 5 age range see technology mainly as entertainment,
right.
you're going to have problems later on.
Right. And that's where we're going to get into the next age group, which is the school age.
School age.
You know, 5 to about, probably about 10 to 12 or so.
Right.
That's during that
the
age,
elementary school.
Elementary and beginning, perhaps, of middle school. Mm-hmm. That's where technology is going to be a lot of entertainment
right.
for them. It's going to be, you know, they're going to be engaging in more skill-based games, adventure-based games,
right.
Adventure-based programs on television and things. And certainly that evolves over time.
Right.
But that's where you're starting to get into that, what we typically think of when we think of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not going to just be educational, though I think that having it sort of as a expectation that certain amounts of screen time is going to be spent in educational
right.
endeavors.
Right.
Because, you know, again, let's be honest, a lot of schools are using technology as a learning format. They have to go online and do math online. They have to do these different things for reading and things. So
yeah.
having the expectation that some of their screen time is going to be spent for educational purposes is perfectly acceptable.
That's okay. Right.
Right. But also allowing some time for entertainment is cool too.
It's okay. But yeah. Again, we're always working toward that balance.
Right.
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 Between entertainment and tools.
Right. Now things change considerably in middle school.
Well, because now we're talking about social media.
Because that's now we're talking about the internet. Social media. Right.
So before we get to that, there's no reason for an elementary school student to be on the internet alone. That's where you have to be careful. Okay.
Yeah.
It's when the other important question is, when can my child access the internet?
Yeah. So independently.
That's
say.
Right. So there's this, first of all, it's all about technology from mm-hmm. birth to school age. When you enter the elementary school years, you open up this other very large issue of, when can my child access the internet?
Right.
Because the problem with a smartphone, I mean, when parents say, when can my child have a cell phone, what they're really asking is, maybe without even knowing it, is, when can my child access the internet independently?
Right.
Because that's what the smartphone introduces.
And we're going to go into a little bit more detail with that tomorrow, talking about the developmental appropriateness at different times. But because I think you're right, the challenge is, again, that there are elementary schools that require you to do research that's going to be on the internet.
Right.
Because we don't, you know, you don't have an Encyclopedia Britannica
not anymore.
Set in your house anymore. And so we're going to have to go online to research some of these things. And so, you know, being online, though in a supervised fashion, is really good. Think about Facebook. You know, you're supposed to be 13 years old before have a Facebook page.
Instagram, isn't that 13?
I think Instagram is 13 as well. So you're supposed, the developers sort of have these things sort of, now certainly it doesn't take much math. It takes about second grade math to figure out what year I would have to be born in
to be 13.
Right. Especially now that we're well into the 2000s, there's no carrying and you know,
it's true.
Thing like that. So right. 16 minus 13 is pretty easy to figure out.
That's
so
that's about a second grade calculation.
Yeah, right. So. So it's pretty easy for them to calculate that. But those expectations are there for a reason. You know, that's a level of exploration online in an unsupervised fashion that is probably, that your 8 or 9 year old probably isn't ready for.
Right. If your computer has, you're right about elementary schools. Most elementary schools assume that children have access to a computer
right.
that can access the internet.
Right.
Okay, full access to the internet. Our job as parents is to limit access by keeping that computer in a public right. place. This is not the time for a child to go into his or her bedroom,
right.
close the door, and be on the internet.
Right.
I think you're really asking for trouble.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So yes, access to the internet, but highly supervised access to the internet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so finally, when do we introduce some of these other things is, you know, during the sort of midway through middle school
right.
is where we start with the introduction of social media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having, like I said, you know, 13 is what most of these programs and developers expect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so at 13, you know, starting to have a Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, man, that one went out of my mind. But having some of those different social media formats starting in midway through middle school or so is probably an appropriate time.
Right.
Again, beginning in a supervised fashion. And again, we're going to get into that in more detail tomorrow, but
right.
this is just the type of developmental introduction that we should have with different types of media.
That's right.
And technology.
That's right. And most of the books and articles written about technology and media parallel the development of the child.
Right.
So you have birth to two, and what are those children, what should they be doing, and yeah. what can they manage?
Right.
From 3, 4, and 5, the preschool years, same question. Then you have the early elementary school, late elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So your technology use parallels what we know about child development.
Absolutely.
We also, having said that, we also know that child development occurs in ranges.
Right.
So children walk somewhere between 9 months and 18 months.
Right.
They doesn't matter whether you walk at 15 months or 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
You can all be
mm-hmm.
athletes when you're teenagers and adults. And it's the same with media use.
Right.
You know, some kids are ready at 12 months and some kids are ready at 15 months. So there's a range of development that we have to be aware of and that we have to listen to. Some children are, some children aren't ready until later.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, hopefully that will help when, as you're thinking about when to introduce some of these different technology formats, as well as the particular types of, whether it's TV, gaming, or social media.
Right.
Like I said, later, as this week progresses, we're going to get into more detail with some of these things, and tomorrow we're going to talk much more about the developmental aspect of gaming, of technology, and you know what we should be doing at different ages, or what we should be allowing our kids to do at different ages, and that'll be a good conversation, I think.
So. And keep in mind that as you think about your children's use of media, it begins with how you use media and how much media you use. Bernie and I are of different generations, and so he is he's media literate and spends far more time on media than I do. So how parents use media will also determine how your children use media. You can't ask your... It's very difficult if you're on media if your children are watching you on devices, it's pretty hard for you to say, you can't do this.
Right.
You know, it's like anything else. Parents have to model the behavior that they want. And if you're a heavy media user, chances are your children are going to be a heavy media user. It's going to be difficult to argue that they can't use it when you're a heavy media user.
Yeah.
So we need to talk some too about what is the media culture in your home?
Because
that will determine how much usage your children will have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. And we'll get into that
But a good guideline here is the American Academy of Pediatrics. Yeah. I think for when to introduce this stuff, I think the American Academy of Pediatrics has done a useful service in providing guidelines, but also references that you can use to look these to look up these issues and to read about them in more detail.
Right. Yeah. I'll provide a link in the show notes to the AAP information. So, all right. Well, that wraps us up for a Monday. You guys have a great day.
Yes.
And
a good week.
And get out and exercise a little bit today. One thing I wanted to mention is on our other YouTube channel.
Yes.
Try to put a link up in the up in the little corner here of the YouTube video. I'll put a link to our other channel, the Paideia YouTube channel, because I am busily posting the Parenting Your ADHD Child course. We had it available before on our website, and you talked about being technologically engaged, but something happened, and I don't know what it
something
was.
Happened
they changed some of the platform. Plugins that I was using, and so now people have not been able to access it. So what we've done instead, after some consideration of things, is we just went ahead and are putting it out on YouTube. And so there's a playlist called Parenting Your ADHD Child, and all of the course videos are there. And I've been going through them and looking at them, it was before we learned a little bit about what we have with video. And so I'm really close to the camera and everything. Right. And so all my movements are really exaggerated. But you know what? The content is there. There's a link in it to a place where you can go and you can get sort of a loose transcript of what I'm talking about, as well as some other materials like worksheets and forms that you can fill out and things that you can use to check your progress and as you're working with your child. So that's at our Paideia channel. And I'll put a little link in the video here so that you can jump right over to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Now that's it for Monday. We'll be back tomorrow morning for another great morning show and another start of a great day. All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.